الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we read the 14 juz of the Quran yesterday, and the ayah of today is أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أدع إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بالمهتدين. And invite all to the way of the Lord, and invite them with wisdom and beautiful preaching, and argue with them with a way that is better. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows those who have strayed and those who are upon guidance. Charismatic personas and smart words can often make something seem more impressive than it actually is. It is no doubt that some presidents and prime ministers are such eloquent speakers. They use this to raise the emotions of the people and make their solutions sound better than what they actually are. Now, whilst this is a good skill to have, it can also be deceiving, where the style of speech drowns the message. Furthermore, as for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ, and argue them with a way that is best, the intensity of the attack upon us can be so strong that we can end up being apologetic when presenting Islam. So the hijab is presented as a freedom of belief, jihad as only a battle against oneself, sharia as only to do with marriages, deaths and worships. This is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means when he says, argue with them with a way that is best. Rather, we need to present Islam on a rational basis and show that the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are clearly linked with the Quran and the ahkam within it. We must show Islamic solutions for what they are, solutions for mankind that will bring harmony and tranquility to society, and expose the fallacy that mankind can bring a system from his own mind. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.